Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have to tell you something right now that I have not told a single person. I'm going to be telling you. This weekend, I ate at an Applebee's in the Bronx, New York.
No.
My waitress.
Don't even say it.
Was Kate Middleton.
Oh,
I swear to God. So I don't know who this bitch is at the farmer's market with Prince William, but that is not Kate.
Don't even say that because people will believe you. And then like, we're going to be on like a subreddit. Like first and foremost, where's Kate Middleton? We have found her.
Yeah, but I'm grateful she's alive.
So am I. And I will say, part of me is like, guys, give it a fucking rest. Like clearly she's like ill or something really bad is happening. So like what we don't need to do is like pile on and like make up conspiracy theories for no reason at all.
Right.
And then I think, oh wait, like she actually doesn't have a real job. Like she just lives off of like taxpayer money for no reason. And so I'm like, eat her alive. You know what I mean?
So you think
like, I'm like,
needs
I have absolutely, never mind. I have zero sympathy for you. Cause
she's
you are
on the payroll.
Freeloader. So like
she's on the payroll with the British people, and you believe that as such she needs to account for her whereabouts at all times.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
What is her job?
I don't dispute it.
Dominic, what is her job?
Her job is to be the Princess of Wales, which is a full-time job. Which means what?
Which means what? From
what I understand is that she has to get out of bed.
Just like the rest of us.
Maintain herself physically because, you
just
know.
Just like the rest
of
us.
There's no such thing as a fat princess.
No, there sure isn't.
And then she makes a series of public, she mothers three children, three future rulers of the British Isles. She, I would imagine, instructs some of her servants to polish jewelry or china. And then she puts on a smart skirt suit and heads over to a charity and charities them. And then probably goes home and starts to eat dinner, realizes it's not very good, picks it up with her bare hand and hurls it at her maid and says, bring me a new dish. But then she gets up from the table and she said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to make my own dinner, which leads us to her being a waitress Sunday evening at Applebee's at 225th and Broadway here in the Bronx.
I thought you were going to say that what a dude brought you to Applebee's. And I was
he's going to be here in 30 minutes. So we need to get through this.
Yeah, we sure do.
Speaking of pop culture, by the way, speaking of pop culture.
Wait, but she's alive. Like, just so we all know, unless it was like a body double, like she's alive. So
you think it was Pippa? Pippa with hip pads?
Yeah, I know. I can't. And she's not cheeked up like you thought she was going to be. No BBL in sight.
I personally have not seen her from the back, so I don't know if she has not.
You can't corroborate that.
A Brazilian butt lift, correct.
Okay, all right. But I mean, that was, I mean, that's the biggest news in the world, in my opinion, is like that she's alive and we saw her out.
There's nothing else bigger this week. There are wars happening all over the world, and this bitch being alive is the number one story, period. Period.
Yeah, which is
horrifying. Jesus had resurfaced today as well, he'd be the second most popular story.
Number two. Yeah,
that's it. It's all about Kate.
Yeah, it really is.
Because the truth of it is, people are invested in her because she holds the office or the crown or the title, whatever it is,
of
her deceased mother-in-law. I mean, that's like, is it a cursed position? People do not want this woman to expire.
So, but also, if you're like in a rabbit hole about her whereabouts and you're like making up conspiracy theories, like go look in the mirror. Can I just say that? Like, as much as like I did say like tear her apart because she like is a freeloader, like also like clearly something bad is happening to her. So like, why do we need to make up 9,000 theories with zero real evidence? It's like, I think this. And it's like, well, I think a lot of things. But does that mean that like it's a credible like idea? No.
Trying to read between the lines here, and it feels like you're saying I'm lying about the waitress thing at Applebee's. No. So, in all seriousness, though, do you think, just personal opinion, that Prince William is having an affair with this Hansberry woman?
Yes, but I didn't need, because no shit he's doing that. I didn't need her to like go disappear for me to think that about him.
What is it with the Windsor men that every person they have an affair with is like, how should I put this in a palatable way? Unquestionably uglier than their wives. I do not.
The British way is to do like the opposite of the American way, which is like, remember in the Sopranos, like the Gumads were always like these like hot biddies. You know what I mean? That they were banging. And then like, and then you had your Carmella at home. Like,
yes. This was, yes.
Like they do the opposite. They go find the Carmella, and not that Carmella wasn't beautiful, but like they go find the Carmella out in the streets and are like,
it's
what up,
just
girl?
So bizarre. I was like, oh, this Rose Hansberry, she's got to be a looker. And I looked her up today. She's not an unattractive woman. I don't want to go that far.
No, but Kate is like a literal model. And she,
it's,
meanwhile, this woman probably has had death threats. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's probably wild.
Well, she released a statement saying, or a lawyer released a statement
was like,
saying,
please stop.
All this shit is untrue.
And just like, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the like, oh, we think this is happening, so now this woman is going to like fear for her life on social media. I don't like that.
And by the way, it will be forever now. Like, I mean, we've known her name for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
But and this is the top paragraph of her wiki page forever.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works over there. I'm sorry. So that being said, I would like to announce that I have been fucking Prince William for the past 6 years.
Was he at Applebee's with you? Was he here?
He was the fry guy. He ran the fryer at Applebee's.
Did you really go to Applebee's?
No, but I really did walk by Applebee's on my way to Planet and Fitness, think, and I swear I wonder that she was there. You're
such an idiot.
Applebee's, what is this? No, by the way, we should announce right off the bat so we can use the term. We asked you, the listening audience of this Podular cast, what should we call the first half of our broadcast where we talk about hot topics, current events, pop culture? There were two finalists, Prefix and Clit Chat. Christopher, will you reveal the winner, the unquestionable winner of this contest?
Okay, before I reveal that, was that really only last week that we said this?
Yes, it was 1 week ago.
Oh God, I have lived 17 lives since then.
Have you really? This is very Shirley MacLaine. Is there anything you want to share?
No, just like...
I didn't think so.
It's been a roller coaster.
Really piqued everyone's interest.
Wow.
You're going to really... You got to come to the duplex for these stories, ladies and gentlemen, because she is going through it right now.
That is wild. Okay, the winner is... Do you have a sound queued up for me?
I don't, but I can give some sort of middle-aged female orgasmic moan.
Okay, great.
Oh!
Do you getting splashed in the front row? That's what we like to call a callback.
Christopher is recounting the time in 1991 when I went to see The Grapes of Wrath on Broadway and a nude Gary Sinise splashed into a pool on stage and I was in the front row and the water hit me and I, at the top of my lungs, went, ooh, in front of a packed theater.
And wasn't someone like coming out of the theater? It was like that woman in the front row was like yelling.
People outside were saying what was wrong with the woman in the front row. I'm a lady.
And we joke
audio
about-
wise are a lady. May I ask your gender? Sure. I'm a man, except for my mouth.
Yeah. Well, we joke that like everyone is like, who are these two grandmothers that are on this podcast that sound exactly like? And like that was true in 1991 and it's true now.
One of our most loyal listeners, Courtney Wilson in Napa, sent me a message saying I played the podcast for my dad. And he asked who was the female co-host. And Chris and I have been debating all week about which one of us he was talking about. It was me, though. I was particularly feminine last week. I actually listened back to it.
I actually think it was me, but okay.
Do you really?
Okay, but wait. We're supposed to be announcing something.
Oh, yeah. What won the Hot Topics thing?
The winner by a landslide was the prefix.
Yay!
And I agree. I think that's what it should be.
Congratulations. I think that's very clever, the prefix, because what we do here is a fix, and what we do before it is the prefix. Do you understand it now? Great, because a couple of people didn't when I spoke about it with them, and they were sober at the time. So maybe they're drinking when they listen to this, and they understand it better.
Also, like, just Google it.
All right, let's get on with the prefix. I'm so excited. So speaking of people who are not dead/dead, Richard Simmons, honest to God, girl, she comes back to
fucking Facebook. She had to come back. She had to be like, you thought I was through?
And then opens the week with, I have to tell you all something. I'm dying. And then clarified in a subsequent post on Facebook. By the way, the fact that this is all happening on Facebook rather than Twitter is the best part of it. It's like Twitter for cocoon is what Facebook has now become. Yes. So he just says, the press are calling me. I apologize for scaring people. I'm not actually dying. What I meant was that we are all dying and we should live every moment. Richard, don't do this to us. Don't stop.
But like, that's not what you said. Like you said, I'm dying, which is like.
He did.
Usually don't, words. Unless it's like, words. I'm dying because I'm laughing so hard. Like when someone says I'm dying, I believe them. You know what I mean? I don't believe like.
Richard shunned the public for like a decade. And now that he's got a taste, he just wants it right up his ass again. Like,
but that's
just
good
like,
though.
He went from 0 to 100 and like he's been back on Facebook for like 2 weeks and already it's I'm dying. Like,
it's like
Richard,
alarm,
that's a finale.
Alarm bells. Like
yeah,
full
that's a
alarm
finale.
Bells. Yeah.
Carnival.
Dear God.
All right. Who else are we watching? You know, we haven't done a Britney watch in quite some time. So can you just say it? Say it.
Okay. Britney watch.
How bye 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 bye. Hey y'all. It's been a minute since we've hey y'all around here.
To quote an Oscar winning movie from last year, all's quiet on the Western Front with Britney. Like. But like
that
she's
is
like,
such a wide left. How dare you equate that masterpiece with this? Well, whatever she
other
is.
Masterpiece, the yes. One,
yeah, well, that's an masterpiece.
No,
what it
she's
is.
Just like, yeah, true.
She shows up this week in like the most ridiculous sort of. It's like a skin tight matador outfit, and she's just looking like she needs some new dance moves. Is what it's looking like.
No,
it's,
she's living life.
Is
but
that
like
what
she's
that
not.
Is?
She's not being like crazy. Like for her, that was like tame. Like, think about the knives. Like, think about it.
I don't know.
Like for her, it's like she's like I'm just hanging out.
It's looking real vacant behind.
No,
those.
It looks bad. No, it's bad. Like
she's looking pretty empty up there. I'm concerned.
sometimes I get nervous because I'm like, uh-oh, if she's not posting, like, is everything okay? But then I'm like, maybe she's just like reading a book. You know what I mean? I'm like hoping that quiet is good, but then late at night, like, it's fear seeps in where I'm like, uh-oh. Like,
well, then you wake up and then she's done what she's doing this week. Like, just this research. It's like, maybe, I wonder if Brittany and Richard Simmons are the same person or if they have the same publicist who's
why
just like, go online and
imagine
call
Dominic. Imagine if you bopped on at Brittany's Instagram and all of a sudden you saw her doing like jazz aerobics with Richard.
Or like Sweating to the Oldies.
Yeah, like something. Sweating to the Oldies. Yeah. What if they were just doing a class together? That would be great.
That is better. Everything. That is better than Beyonce and Taylor releasing albums within 1 month of each other. I'm sorry. Which, by the way, I was talking about this with my friend Mark. We're in for like the gayest summer musically in a while. I mean, it's Beyonce, it's Taylor, Dua Lipa. Is there going to be more new music from Ariana? Janet is back in the studio.
Ariana had a whole album.
Was this it? I thought she just released one single. I didn't even know there was an album.
She dropped an entire album, Dominic.
Didn't listen to it. Heard one song. Well, what's the second single?
There isn't one.
Well, then it didn't make much of an impression, did it?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Ariana.
Yeah. I feel that we're going to be showing up to like the Renaissance, like the Cowboy Carter tour. And we're going to be like, didn't we already do this? Do you know what I mean? Like, we're all going to have the same outfits on. And we're going to be like, wait, we did this already.
Let's see how the album is. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be wonderful, but I don't know. I need her to make me love country music. That's the task. It doesn't come to me naturally. I don't hate it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I can't hear the words, "This ain't Texas" one more time. It's already been beaten to death.
Yeah,
I don't even
And you know what?
I don't think I'd fly over Texas at this point because I've heard it enough.
That's the problem with like TikTok and all this stuff is that it's like the song really is then like everywhere. Mm-hmm. And not just like how it used to be on like the radio when like a Rihanna song would come on and we would be like, yay.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it would just get played to death. Like, it's like even the like microaggression of the song. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're scrolling through Instagram and it's like playing in little blurps is like crazy.
That's the problem is that you'll hear something on TikTok or on Spotify. And if you haven't listened to it by 6 p.m. the day it comes out, it's already old. You know what I mean? It's like everything has a lifespan of interest of like 48 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whereas like even like in the beginning of the pandemic, like Chromatica came out and we like clung on to that album for like 2 years because we were just like, this is like all that we have. Do you know what I mean? And now these people put out albums and then they're just like, here's another one that I'm just had already happening. Know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm crazy. Sort of surprised, to be honest with you, that Beyonce and Taylor are both releasing albums like this close together and this close to
They're on the gravy train.
It is sort of like, in a little bit, it's a pop culture version of like Biden and Trump again. It's like, can we just have a breath just for second to absorb, either the damage or the positive aspects of it? Like, let me finish memorizing Renaissance.
Also,
I know I've had a year and a half or 2 years. I get it. I want more time.
Also, let me miss you. Let me miss you having music out. Like, you know what I mean? Let me be like, I wish I had another album from this person.
Well, I think that the stroke of genius with Beyonce is her changing genres completely.
Sure, no.
So it's almost like it can't be like a subpar Beyonce album because it's already not a Beyonce album.
Because it's
in
like
that
already
way.
Groundbreaking so, for the, yeah, because
without
of that,
even,
yeah.
Right, without
being
even
anything yet.
No. Yeah. It's just, it's already, she's a genius.
Yeah.
Speaking of geniuses, Meghan Markle, as you know, one of my favorite human beings of this or any millennium, really, is back on Instagram. And she decided while Kate was missing, she was like, this is my fucking chance. I'm going back on socials. She's a lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard.
Riviera is giving Hilaria Baldwin to me.
Interesting.
I don't know why Riviera is there, but it's one word too many. Like American Riviera is a brand and American Orchard is a brand.
As is Riviera Orchard.
But like American Riviera Orchard is not
well
a brand.
Like Meghan herself, it's just a little too much, isn't it?
And not to beat up on her, because like I do like her. I'm not a hater. But like, are we all gonna collectively forget that Spotify came out and was like, she didn't even do the interviews on her own podcast. A producer did. And then they wrote a script where she would do like ADR to make it sound like she asked the questions. Like, we're just forgetting about that?
Yes, we are. She is the Duchess of Sussex and we will forget about it.
Okay. It's just very, like, people were not as upset with her as like if someone else that took themselves as seriously as her and was doing an interview podcast and they said that, like, we would be upset and it would be like a big deal. Like, we glossed right over that.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that it's not, I don't know that that's even top 10 Meghan stories. Yeah. I think that's probably why, you know, unless she kills somebody.
There's just that much more shit happening with her. Yeah, you're right.
That, yeah. That is, you know, she hasn't committed murder that we know of. So while one icon has returned to social media, one has said, I have tried you and I want you no more. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has left TikTok and Instagram.
Wait, are you serious?
I would never joke about something this vital.
Dominic?
She has left TikTok.
The fact that you didn't text me this is an absolute crime.
I should have texted you about Gypsy leaving TikTok and Instagram?
Yes.
Did I not put it in the group chat?
I might have not seen it.
I don't know if I did, actually.
I am rattled to my core.
I'm rattled that this is now like the most important thing that I've never told you. And no, I will now be basing every time I text you off of the importance of this. Like, can I interrupt him on set with this? Well, is it as important as Gypsy leaving TikTok? If it is, I'll drive there myself and shout it from my car.
But that's big. That's big because she was really doing stuff on there. When she would start every single video with, hey, y'all, which is our catchphrase.
Well, you know what I take from this is that someone who was away from this sort of thing for a long time, like away from the social media, because, well, you know, she was in jail.
She was in jail. She was incarcerated.
Yes. And then was so ill, deliberately made ill by her psychotic mother for all those years. To come out and just experience social media, give it a whirl, and be like, this is not for me. Like, this is truly something. It's like a language, social media. Like, if you're not weaned on it,
yeah,
then you, if it hits you all at once, you're like, what the fuck is this? It's horrible. I think that this break she's taking is permanent.
Well, it was funny to have her be like, people would be like, okay, like do a fit check. And she would be like, come again? Like a what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, to watch like an influencer explain what a trend was to her was like amazing. Like, and she was like, okay. Like that was like the best part of it was that she was like, I think I should say this and like look for approval at the other person. Like that to me was like the fun part about her. Cause it was like, she truly was like a bubble boy. Like she was like, what is this? Like I've never experienced this before.
Well, she leaves us as a blonde, at least. At least we had her long enough for her
back.
To turn
she
into
has
a blonde.
To be back. Because, like, what is she doing for work?
I don't know.
Like,
honestly.
Nothing, right?
Do you think, you know what? You're going to think I'm crazy. I believe she works at that Applebee's where I saw Kate Middleton.
Can we do a live show at that Applebee's?
Oh, my God.
Do you think they would have us? That would be fun.
I would love to. By the way, let me just say this one thing. And if you've already eaten, I apologize. Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are teaming up for a podcast called Keeping Up with Sports.
I'm chomping at the bit to listen to it. Why am I like, I know it's going to be terrible, but like, I want to hear the first episode.
I mean, probably one time. It's sort of like when you take a giant dump. Sometimes you stand up and stare like, directly at it before like, it goes
wow.
away. Like, I just got to look at this before I never have to look at it again. That's this podcast.
Oh, God. I mean, also, are the Kardashian fans going to like go after them? Like, yeah.
I don't. No one was watching that show for either of them. And they barely watched her spinoff. And Lamar Odom, I still technically think is dead. I always forget that he's not.
Yeah,
so
speaking
I don't even
of
know
like speaking of people we thought died, like
right. Didn't he actually die twice?
He OD'd at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, if you're gonna OD, I guess
you know my favorite show, Cat House of all time. Like he OD'd at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, I'm not going to pretend that's unimpressive, but I'm happy he's alive.
But like,
I'm happy he's alive.
It's Anyway,
where else would you want to OD?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Like a Chase Bank or an Applebee's. No, the Bunny Ranch. J-Lo Watch, which we have no theme for, but maybe will. A couple of concerts got canceled.
This is me today.
I do. When you sang This Is Me, it brought me back to the documentary, and I shivered. She canceled a couple of concerts, apparently, in some non...
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. In some unfriendly markets, I guess, to her. She's canceled in a couple of places like North Carolina, other places. I do believe she added dates in New York, but she could just be.
I gotta get my people there. I gotta, I got Bronx Strong there. I have to like go there and get sold out. Cause she probably's not selling out because people in North Carolina are like, what the fuck is this?
They probably watched the documentary and they were like, this is actually a deterrent to seeing you live.
Well, and like, not for nothing, the music, as much as you like apparently like it, it leaves much to be desired. Like, I have no desire to go watch her perform these new songs.
Well, I don't like, you know,
if I know she's
going to play it when I'm making love. I mean, it's just like, it's fun background music if I'm giving myself a pedicure or something.
But I'm
like
saying
that.
Like, if she's going to be like, I'm going to do what I did at the inauguration and sing Let's Get Loud for no reason, like then I'm in. But like, if she's going to sing This Is Me Now, like that's not.
You need that in writing then on the.
Yeah, I need to know that like Waiting for Tonight will happen.
Can you mention, because we didn't mention it on last week's podcast, can you talk about the cup that she was drinking from that I didn't notice?
Dominic, I noticed it and then did not bring it up. And that was my mistake. And many people were like, how dare you not bring up this cup? In the documentary, she's always carrying around like a bedazzled like cup with a straw that matches. And there's rhinestones everywhere. And it's like kind of an ice cream cone, but not. Do you know what I mean? Like, think of like a reusable Starbucks cup that you would buy.
Not
Starbucks.
One of those Stanley cups.
Not a Stanley cup. I'm talking like from Home Goods or TJ Maxx on sale for $11.99, like sitting at the in the line. And
it's a $10,000 cup.
But like it was giving like suburban mom that shops at TJ Maxx every day.
All right. She
so
might be
underneath
that.
All of this beauty, like that's who she is what I think. But shocking.
Bennifer got a flat tire the other day and there was like video and photos of it online. And he was like looking for the spare in the trunk. And when he bent over, he reminded the world that he has a plethora of hideous back tattoos.
Yeah.
The Phoenix. They were like riding up. That thing has got to go. Got to go.
Well, you saw that, like, I think it was like Watch Dobbins Live that whoever it was either that or like Jimmy Fallon was like, what do you think of like Ben's back tattoo? And this is like a couple years ago before they got together. And she's like, it's disgusting.
Like, I did not know that.
That like a couple weeks ago resurfaced. And I was like, that's hilarious. Cause now you like are obsessed with him.
Now I love her. There was a little backlash. Apparently during our Jennifer Lopez episode, I repeatedly got the dates wrong of when her halftime show with Shakira took place. I thought it was like last year or the year before, but it was apparently in 2020, right before COVID started. Someone said to me that the halftime show was so good, they knew the apocalypse was going to happen afterwards. I believe that was Natalie Catona who said that to me. I'm paraphrasing, but. And I apologize because I apparently, within that broadcast, moved the date of that halftime show to three different times in history. And I did that because
you didn't know when it was.
I don't care. And yeah, I don't like facts. And
people can, it's okay. Yes. Guess what?
Me.
It's okay.
Start your own podcast and fix me.
Yeah.
And speaking of backlash, I also received some backlash. We went on about Oprah last week and her special about Ozempic. And I was told by more than one person, it is not a documentary. It is just a weight loss special, and that Oprah no longer sits on the board of Weight Watchers. So that was a correction for us both.
Okay.
We want to make sure everyone knows that these are the facts and also that we don't care.
Well,
wagon
Dominic,
of fat. That's all I think about with Oprah. Like that.
The
wagon of fat. I did that. And then I got fat again, just like you. How
dare you tell me how to lose weight?
Okay, there is one more individual that we must talk about before we get into the fix. And I know that you've been on an active set for the past couple of days, so you may not know all of these details.
You've surprised me. Every single thing you have mentioned other than Kate Middleton being alive has been a revelation to me.
All right. Well, let me suggest prefix, that you look at your phone
prefix. I don't have the time.
Oh my God, she can bring him the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, never, never let you forget you're a man. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Yes, I am. Elderly.
Don Lemon. Donald? I mean, is it Donald or Don? We'll find that out when we fix his ass one day. So apparently Don Lemon is supposed to have this talk show on X called The Don Lemon Show. He's got like some deal.
Wait.
So the opening episode is him interviewing Elon Musk.
No. Oh my God. What a fucking loser.
So they tape the episode and before Don can air it, Elon Musk basically drops the show from Twitter.
Oh my God. This is what you fucking get when you lie down with Elon Musk. Period. Done. Continue.
Your face right now should be on a stamp of our great nation right now. So it turns out that Elon Musk dropped the show using dropped in quotes because Don Lemon's like, they were just going to like air it, but so is iHeartRadio, so is Spotify, so is YouTube. So there was no like exclusivity deal. They were just a distribution partner. And I'm going to show the interview anyway. In the midst of all this back and forth, it leaks, meaning Elon Musk released. It leaks from X that the reason that it got canned was because Don Lemon was too demanding and he wanted, I'm making all this up, a fleet of electric cars, blowjobs from a servant.
What was it actually?
It was like a car, travel. It was all like diva behavior shit. Don Lemon says it's not true. He said some of it's not true and some of it was part of his actual contract. But then, to give the interview clearing all of this up, Don Lemon sits down with Erin Burnett on CNN. What? The world is folding in on itself. So Don Lemon's new show gets quote unquote canceled. So he goes to the last place where he got fired to talk about it. It makes no sense.
That is the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Don Lemon, you are a waste of time. Wow. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Wow. I'm like pissed off now at this.
Buried in this is the actual interview, which has been released. And Elon Musk is
out of his mind.
First of all, he's terrifyingly not eloquent.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem the level of intelligence that I need the world's richest person to be. He never has really.
No. And you know that he actually like didn't invent Tesla.
I don't think he's done anything. I think the only thing he's invented is a doodie every morning. That's what I think he's invented. We're talking about shit a lot this week.
Yeah, we really are.
But if you get a chance to watch the interview, it's very frustrating.
And what does he even talk about?
Like, we need to live in a post-racial world. People need to stop blaming everything on race and just treat people like people. And I think the fact that all of society's ills are blamed on racism is bullshit. Blah, blah. Real old time.
How about pay your
stuff.
Workers? Yeah, you should treat people well. Like, why don't you pay them a real wage?
I watched a 5-minute video this week of Lil Nas X shaving his head, and I want to marry him.
Okay. Speaking of people in marriages that are concerning,
Jesus Christ.
I think we should get to the fix.
By the way, listeners, we are fixing Alec Baldwin this week. This episode was recorded approximately 2 weeks ago before the onset armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, was convicted of being pretty bad at her job on the set of Rust. So when you hear us talking about her, please don't scream that at us because we know that now, but we just didn't know it then.
We don't need to release a correction.
Yeah, but I know some of you are going to DM us and we're going to probably make fun of you on the air. So just do so with your first and last name so we can properly humiliate you in your hometowns. All right, let's get into the fix.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Listeners, week after week, we bring you podcast all-stars here, like people who are icons in the world. This week, we're not bringing you existing icons, but we're bringing you people who a year from now will be running the space. They will be icons probably by summer and will only build on that reputation. They are the stars and co-hosts of the new hit podcast, Hi Felicia. Please welcome Marnie Rothman Ellis and Her Royal Highness and Marnie's mother, Ms. Felicia Rothman, to the broadcast.
Yay. Thanks, Gato. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
It's killing me. It's just killing me.
Full disclosure, we didn't just randomly come across the podcast. Marnie and I have known each other for quite some time. We're dear friends, and we met and worked together for many years on the TLC television show, Long Island Medium. Have you heard of it?
Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah, a little
Maybe
bit.
Maybe you've heard of it. Marnie and Felicia, please tell us about Hi, Felicia. What is it? Where can we find it?
Thank you for asking. So Felicia and I have been told many a times before that we should have a podcast. For years, we are a dynamic duo. We are mother and daughter, two Jews on Long Island who get along very well. Mm-hmm. Felicia is extremely unfiltered. We'll say it like it is. And we started doing Insta stories during the pandemic about what we were watching. And I discovered that Felicia was literally killing Netflix. Like, I would open Netflix and she'd be like, I watched that, that, and that, and that, and that. And I would just talk about what we were each watching. We'd fight about it. We'd disagree. Right. She's not into Bravo anymore. She is into Bravo. She watches finales before she watches the whole season. And we would argue and people would love it. And people would be like, you guys should start a podcast. So in the beginning of the 2024, we started, instead of Bye Felicia, it's Hi Felicia.
With the ending of Bye Felicia.
And you could find it anywhere you listen to the pods, all the usuals.
Felice, did you have to be dragged kicking and screaming into this?
Yes. And every weekend when I come here, I have such anxiety that they have to give me enormous amount of cosmos.
Oh, so for anxiety.
Oh my God. And I cannot believe every weekend I won't listen to when I walk out and Casey's editing and then they let me know it's done. It takes me a whole day to maybe listen to it.
She's nervous about listening.
I'm so nervous that I'm going to sound like a moron, an idiot, or it's just not going to be a good flow.
You will. And then you just start to listen to yourself be an idiot enough. And then you just push right past it. And then you'll feel great.
What I think you've done is I'm not an alcoholic. I just have an issue with anxiety medication. Felicia, I appreciate the clarification.
Well, I have anxiety medication also, but how much can you dope up for a program? I would be drooling.
And we already got that from Wendy Williams, so we don't need that.
Oh, yeah.
Hi-yo!
That's my comment.
Well, the two of you are, and by the way, we are all from the same town, the Rothmans and I. We grew up decades apart in Oceanside, Long Island. And speaking of Long Island, we are this week fixing perhaps one of the more famous Long Islanders, in the history of Long Island. You know, you have your Billy Joel.
Massapequa, right?
Yep. You have your Amy Fisher, Joey Buttafuoco Long Islanders.
Debbie Gibson.
You have your Debbie Gibson devotees. And then you have, of course, the Baldwins, House of Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, born in Amityville and raised in Massapequa.
Your listeners have been like, yo, it's like, have they been begging for an Alec Baldwin fix?
For months.
Months.
Yeah.
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 Chris needed like a minute to think.
No, I'm well, like, have, I'm like, cause there are many people that they're like, please do this. Like, why have you not done this yet? But he's one of them. Yeah, for sure. We did do Hilaria very early in the podcast. So we have spoken about Alec Baldwin on this podcast before.
And just in case we have a listener who does not know who Alec Baldwin's wife is, Hilaria Baldwin is his hilariously Caucasian wife. That's it. Who hilariously pretends to be another race and has named her children. If this is possible, she's named all of her children outside of their own races.
It's you know what? Now that you say that, I'm realizing that. Like, are they Italian? Yeah. Are they Spanish? You
well, she says that they're Spanish. She says they're Spanish.
Right. She was born in Massachusetts.
She's white. Yeah. Anyway.
Hilaria Baldwin is basically like the queen mother of a commune that she's starting where all of her children are some form of Rachel Dolezal. That's what she's done to them. it's that level. Their names are, we'll look them up later, but they are hilarious.
Yeah.
Before we begin fixing and chatting about Alec Baldwin, what we do at this point in the podcast every week is have our guests and Chris take a stab at what our fixie's middle name might be. I can tell you this about Alec Baldwin. His full name is Alexander Blank Baldwin III, born in 1958 on Long Island.
Okay.
Alexander Blank Baldwin III.
Can I take a stab? Can I take a stab? Lewis.
Okay. There's one guess.
Wow. For some reason, I think it's James.
Interesting.
Was that yours, Chris?
No, but I don't know what I want to say. Alexander. It's not Christopher. It's
got to be something short.
Alexander Charles Baldwin. Mm. Mm.
So we have Charles, James, and Lewis. These are not correct. Oh. His middle name is
wait,
can Ray.
You, wait.
R-A-E, which is sort of like
R-A-E.
R-A-E, like who's that? It's Ray. Ray to me is like the dispatcher at a taxi company. Go get Ray. R-A-E.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a woman's first name.
It sounds like a Brooklyn baby Ray? Like in 2024. Ray, like R-A-E. That's
gotta
like
be a
that's
family
an upcoming name.
Alexander. So
maybe
Ray
it's, maybe it's his, maybe it's the mother's family name.
Ooh, Felicia does love this family.
Yes. So I can bullshit. Can I do that?
Yes. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, fabulous. I'm so happy.
Because I'm 73 and I don't care.
I don't care. By the way, I live close. You know, I moved, Dom.
I didn't know this. Side.
I live in.
She's closer to the Baldwins now.
No, I'm closer to Dom. No, I live in.
Oh, wait. You moved. Wait, you have a condo where?
In Plainview.
In Plainview. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm in Hicksville a lot. So that's right there.
I'm in Country Point. Plainview.
She just wants to promote
I like
her
to
fancy,
promote it.
Her
my fancy,
fancy,
my fancy schmancy place.
Do you want us to leave this in? Are you trying to get laid? You want these men to know that you have money? What is that?
First of all, no men.
She wants a woman.
You want what?
She's
this
not.
Is,
look
this
at her,
is bigger
not
than
denying
a Baldwin.
It.
Are you outing yourself?
Not denying it.
There are no men there. There are no.
Think about it. No single man is moving
no
there. It's either
men.
The married.
It's all the married or single women who've lost their husbands for whatever reason.
Right. Right.
And couples. There are no.
Why would a single man pay that much money to live by himself?
Most single men who've lost their wives stay in their houses or apartments or whatever. They don't want to move because moving is
expensive.
At our age, well, besides that, traumatic.
So, Felicia, your husband passed away when? What year?
She doesn't remember. 2018.
Okay, so that's 6 years ago. And so then you moved from the house where you raised Marnie and your son.
Greg.
And then moved into, you downsized into a condo in Plainview.
I downsized, but I think the condo is bigger than my house was.
Of course it is. That's how silly. Felicia, I don't even believe that I would say that to you on a broadcast, that I would intimate that you would impoverished. I don't know where I
think the pandemic like really made her realize like, fuck, I'm alone.
Yeah.
Like that's what did it. It was
really
COVID.
Scared the crap out of me. Being alone.
That's what did it. And all of her friends moving to Florida. Most of them.
Everybody moved out of it. All my good friends left Oceanside.
Okay. Well, you're not going to Florida because your grandchildren are here.
No, I'm not going to Florida because I cannot afford two places.
Oh, they, it's like they're all,
this
all
is the pitch. These women don't this have, is the pitch. This is, this is her pitching
place.
Everybody.
They got two places. Right? Yeah.
Oh, these wealthy,
God bless
wealthy
them all.
Women.
That's code for Felicia saying any retired or divorced doctors
no.
get me out of Plainview.
She doesn't want to take care of another man.
I do not want to take care, listen to, share a bed, or share a TV with another man.
Especially television.
Or clean a bathroom. I am so happy, God help me, alone. You have no idea.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you think a woman is going to be, you think a lesbian's going to be less work? I'm here to tell you, on behalf of all lesbians, you're making a mistake.
No, I agree with you. I don't, she just made that up. I'm not interested in that.
She just didn't shut it down. It's fine.
Right. Yeah. No.
That's how it starts. That's how it starts.
Who wants to look at an old person's body? It is really repulsive.
Here we go.
I say that in the mirror every day, Felicia. Every day.
It's frightening.
I'm picking my bits up off the floor. I'm like, how much lower are we going to go here?
Much lower.
She didn't know
much
there were lower. Different types of vaginas until she saw Naked Attraction on Max.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Is. Oh, God.
Neither did I, by the way. So
I still don't know what one looks like.
Yes, you do, Dom.
I know.
Horrified. I've seen so many.
I was horrified when I watched. I could only watch 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
But over and over again.
I mean, they get you right in the beginning, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They're like, it's literally minute one of this show. Here's foreskin and labias.
And I was going, oh my God, who knew that they're all different?
Yeah.
What did yours look better than the ones on the show? Like, are you happy with yours?
I do think I've actually...
Have you not
You've seen never
it?
Seen yours?
Oh my God, Mom, I have.
I was about to say, Marnie, look, do a courtroom sketch right now for her so she can see what it looks like. We can discuss it.
Jewish girls did not look at their vaginas when they were 17, 18, and 19. Sorry.
Jewish girls then.
Well, right, then.
No, it's a whole new world. When you get on that show, you're like, it's hitting you left, right, and center.
Literally.
You're like, yeah. Clitorally, as we say here.
Clitorally.
Okay.
Yes! And it's the first time it's ever made any sense.
I feel so bad. We got to get back to the ball. Yes.
Well, speaking of wide open.
Right. Speaking of someone who's made a trip or two to a vagina himself.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
Alec Baldwin. So Felice, you're a fan of the Baldwins. What's your earliest memory of them? Like, don't be ashamed of loving them if you do.
Who said I love them?
Here we go.
You don't. We can't rewind it. It was like 8 minutes
fan.
Ago.
I'm not a fan.
You like the family. You like the mother. Like, you would always talk about
mother.
That. The mother.
Why do we know the mother?
Because
she kept that family afloat.
Okay.
With the 700 children. You know, it's not easy, especially with four
seven,
boys.
Seven, by the way.
There was seven. Right.
Daniel, Stephen, Carol, Beth, Alec, William, and Jane.
Billy, William. You say William.
Billy's that hot one.
So
that's what I'm saying. You're a fan.
I know minutia about.
I think she felt like, because they were on Long Island close to us, she felt like she knew them. Like, I think when we ran into the Baldwin brothers, she's like, oh my God, I say hi to your mother. In fact, you said, how is your mother?
Because she
did.
Because she had cancer at the time.
She did.
All right, you're a fan. Felicia, you're a fan.
Can I tell you another story about Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Many years ago, he did a movie with, if I'm not mistaken, Meg Ryan. He kind of switches with an old man, and I don't remember the name of the movie. He switches his
character. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, he was very young.
To prelude to a kiss?
Yes.
Wow.
I was watching with Karen in the theater because there was no streaming services. And he takes off her shirt and the two of us, who never discussed Alec Baldwin or anything, were shocked and horrified by the amount of
hair on his chest.
The hair.
He's got a hairy chest. Oh, he's gay, yeah.
And his chest. We were like, our mouths dropped. And we still, to this day, and I'm talking, that was a long time ago, we still laugh about it.
Yeah, Baldwin was never like a had a body. Like, we weren't
even in more recent, remember, It's Complicated?
Complicated.
He's banging.
Yes.
Who? Diane. Meryl Streep? No, Diane. No. Yes. No, who was it?
Was it Diane Keaton?
No. Yes. Yes. Right? Oh, God. We're
no, it's
such
Meryl
idiots.
Streep. Meryl Streep.
It is Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep and Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin are It's Complicated.
Oh, there's
something's got to give
Keaton.
Is Diane Keaton, something's... Jack Nicholson, and Keanu Reeves.
Got it. Got it. Oh, yeah.
It's, so I'm right. It's Complicated.
Right, right, right.
Right.
You got What's it. Complicated is that all those Nancy Meyers movies have the same color palette, yeah, which is
it's
just
the same, exact same thing, which yeah. is why I love all of them so much, because it's what I wish I want to be. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, when he's having sex with Meryl Streep in this movie, it's like, you see his naked body and you're like, it's spellbinding and not in the good way. Like, it is so, he's so hairy and he has this huge gut, and they have like great sex and she's like banged it out great. Like, she like, it feels, she's like so happy after they hook up. And I was like, oh, like, it's like, yeah, not fun.
The first time that I remember Alec Baldwin doing something, I feel like he was always nasty to photographers and stuff. He was just always that dude.
Yes.
Very like in a Sean Penn era in the 80s and 90s where he would always like start speaking up. He was married to Kim Basinger. He would yell at photographers and stuff. But when I started to feel like he was a problematic individual for real was the voicemail that he left for his daughter.
To Ireland. Yes. 1,000%.
And what did he call her? They played it and he called her a thoughtless little pig. And she was like 11 years old.
So fucked up.
This isn't funny at all. But it is hilarious that we're still talking about it this many years later. He called his 11-year-old daughter a thoughtless little pig. And I guess there had been issues between Alec and Kim. And that's why there was animosity between father and daughter, blah, blah, blah. And
custody battles are hard. I feel like that was the turning point where we realized, oh, this guy's fucking ego is ginormous and he thinks he could say whatever he wants.
And it was like a time where it was like, if that would happen today, like we would have talked about it for 4 weeks on this podcast.
Totally.
Like, it's like,
seven.
It's like, it was one of those scandalous things, like similar to when Mel Gibson did kind of the same thing. Didn't Mel Gibson talk to his one daughter and it's like such a shit?
His wife, his soon-to-be ex-wife, remember? Yes. Yeah, he like nuts.
It was that time when like those things would get released and it would be like a tape cassette like playing on like the news, you know what I mean? And then it would be like the words of the tape going across the screen. Like, it was that time before like social media where it was like, you would hear that and you would be like shell-shocked and they would play it like in full on the news.
My recollection of this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because we also pride ourselves on the very minuscule amount of research that we do before we attend to this broadcast, is I remember him going on The View and like mildly, tearfully apologizing for the voicemail and also in the same breath saying that he was probably this, because this happened during 30 Rock, that he was probably going to leave 30 Rock at the end of the season and blah, blah, blah. That never materialized, but I remember he was talking about leaving 30 Rock, retiring, et cetera, et cetera. And then it just blew away and never came back.
He's probably stopped the story by saying it on The View, coming out and going, yeah, you know, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone stopped talking about it.
Yeah. Right. Honestly, it's a great tactic, honestly, to just go on and be like, I'm so horrified by this. And,
well, did he make it seem like he was going to retire? Like, was that the idea? Like, I'm done? Was that the
idea?
That
was the tone. I remember him distinctly saying, you know, I'm probably going to leave 30 Rock, which is what panicked me because that is one of mine/our favorite shows of all time. And at the time I was like, this show can't exist without him because I do still believe that the character of Jack Donaghy is easily one of the top 10 television characters of all time, like utterly, and his portrayal is nothing short of it's tour de force. Everyone on that show is a tour de force.
Yes,
actually,
it was a great show.
And too, like, it reinvigorated his career, in my opinion. Like,
oh,
it
was
like I had known his movies, I had known who he was, but I didn't watch him act like day in and day out like I did once I started tuning in on 30 Rock every day. You know what I mean? Right. Like, when we were watching it when it was coming out, it was like he became like such a big star again, where it was like he was kind of a 90s star that had faded a little bit.
It's like, you know, you do forgive certain celebrities of certain things based on your affection for
their character,
for them because of certain projects.
Right.
And like, I love 30 Rock so much that if Alec Baldwin hadn't been on 30 Rock, I wouldn't even want to fix him. I would have just been like, fuck this guy. He's horrible to his kids. He beats people up. He held up a plane once because he wouldn't stop doing words with friends.
Right.
He got into a fist fight over a parking spot in the village. Like, this guy is very clearly.
And it was all during scumbag. 30 Rock? Like, all of that?
No,
that era?
Since then. No, some, okay. No, before. But right. Since then, sure. Like, Words with Friends was right. During 30 Rock. The fist fight over the parking lot was only like maybe pre-COVID.
Well, they were also, the paparazzi, well, the photographers were also stalking him outside of his apartment.
Yes.
And yeah. When he
along with
out,
that other woman who was stalking him.
Oh my God, remember her? Yes.
Genevieve?
Something
some
like
Canadian,
that. Yeah,
Canadian French woman.
That up. Yes.
That they went out to dinner once and she was stalking
yes.
Him.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Got to do your research, Val.
Because she's giving me homework.
She's stressed about the homework.
I'm stressed that she's giving me homework.
Don't be stressed. We come here unprepared and we are listened
I feel
by
so much better.
34 million people every week.
Yeah, right.
Research.
All week she's been saying, so did you read up on Alec Bull? I went, leave me alone.
You don't need to. You're a goddamn classic, Felicia. You grew up with him.
The picture when you Google Genevieve Alec Baldwin is on ABC News is this woman who looks straight up unhinged. Like, it's a picture that you would pray you got or something. Like, it is wild. Genevieve Saborin says she went out with Baldwin in early 2011. And this is an ABC News article that says Alec Baldwin's accused stalker cries and says, "We made love." I mean, he was back in the day. He was like a bona fide
hound
movie
dog.
Star.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But, I'm saying like also like a star. And not that he still isn't, but he was one of those people that you saw on a red carpet and you were like, that right there is a movie star.
Correct.
But I
and
did
a piece of ass.
Yeah.
I
and
God.
I do believe he was always fucking around. Like mistresses, all
oh,
of that.
I'm yeah. Duh.
Yeah. And that's why that what? Bitch was stalking him.
Yeah.
Probably gave it her one night and she was like, yeah, we in love.
Yeah. Again, like then he gets 30 Rock. He then becomes humongous again. He's like, then he's doing this. He's doing that. He does movies. He's at this. Then 30 Rock ends. He kind of is like still around, but not really like.
Relevant?
Not relevant.
Saturday Night Live.
Like, AKA like him on as
oh,
Donald.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, isn't it so funny because he's taken a break from it that I almost forgot that he's done it.
I have
it. Come on, it was really.
No, I know. Like, I mean, I'm small minded, and I forget.
No, you're right though. And then it was like he was then on TV every week because that's he right. was impersonating Trump on SNL every week,
and because the president was talking about him on a regular basis while he just kept cranking out Latino children with his white wife. Somehow, I don't know chemically how they did it, but it's pretty amazing.
Do you guys think some of his downfall was to the hilarious Baldwin?
Oh yeah,
right.
Yes.
Like,
what do you mean?
Just want to confirm that my thought
Marnie,
process.
You might have not heard this episode, but in the hilarious Baldwin episode, I admitted that I think that he didn't know that she was white until the world found out.
It's possible. Oh. I agree.
I think she was in a restaurant.
Speaking Spanish at Pure Food and Wine, by the way. Bad vegan. Never forget.
Pure Food and Wine.
Never forget where they met. Pure Food and Wine, which
God, makes sense.
To quote Deanna Chang in that episode, if you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. But you can Google it on your own. But basically, the one charlatan to the next. I think she was on the phone at Pure Food and Wine. She was blabbing away in Spanish. And he saw her and heard her and was like, Who is this Spanish beauty that I am looking at? And she said, that's A-list movie star Alec Baldwin. He thinks I'm Spanish, which is what I've always wanted. Here we go. And
Nama's
she's like,
fucking day, bitches.
And she's like, hola. Like, truly, right. That's what I believe. I think he had no idea that she was white until maybe he met her parents. And even then, I think he was like, huh? Like,
I'm
and
still
then,
going for it. Right.
Seriously.
What's Spanish for populate my womb? That was the first thing she said to him.
But isn't her, isn't she Spanish from hereditary? You know, from,
No.
She's Spanish from her college professor parents took her to Mallorca 500 times when they were kids. Okay.
Her parents themselves have been like, we are white. Like,
it's literally like, what is Hillary's actual last name? I can't remember. But her first name is actually Hillary.
Is it O'Connell?
No, it might as well be. It's something ridiculous. Their last name might actually be Whiteskin. Actually, Hillary Whiteskin.
Oh, Hayward Thomas. Oh.
Yes, Hillary Hayward Thomas.
Oh, Hillary, not Hilaria.
No, Hillary.
Not sorry, I'm smarty. I'm so sorry. You mean Ilaria.
Ilaria. Ilaria. Are you dying? Did you know that?
No, I thought she was Spanish.
But well, so did he. He also thought that.
Right.
And well, then they pumped out about seven kids.
Seven. Right.
Quicker than quick. Again, to quote Deanna Chang, a pile up of children happened where one child was born and then 2 months later, another child was born.
It was pretty. They were like Russian dolls, these children. Yes. They were being being given birth inside each other.
You guys ever think he said to her like, enough? Like, maybe I should. Why didn't he get fucking snipped? Why did he not shut that down?
Because
shame on him.
Because he came from a family with seven children, and that's what he used to do.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's normal.
All right, Felicia.
And I think there's something.
She's got a good point.
I know she does.
I think there's something where, like, there's some guys, and they like love having kids. They love like having their wife be pregnant, and they're like, they love having kids. I mean, not that it's weird, but like they love having kids, and they love like being like, my wife is pregnant, like. They love the babies. They love the, like, I'm still fertile. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's Long Island's Nick Cannon is what
he
is.
Yes.
But he's also Catholic. He grew up that way. And, you know, you just got to
pumping
out
Felicia.
What?
Felicia.
So they don't believe in birth control.
They don't believe
in definitely
birth.
Is never, he's never used a condom because he's Catholic. Ever. Yes, sure.
Right. So, sure. But he has a heavy duty Catholic background. I mean,
he does. He does.
And I think it's just his belief, the way his family, you know, the way he grew up, blah, blah, blah. And
just like Dominic and I as well, by the way.
Right.
Respectfully.
I skipped over the chapter in the Gospel to Matthew where you're supposed to call your daughter a thoughtless little pig. He might not behave Catholic, but they were definitely raised Catholic for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And the Baldwins are like a very... particularly on Long Island, but beyond that as well, a very active family politically, which is another reason I think why he gets protected a little bit because he's a very big fundraiser. Yeah. His family bleeds blue, you know, and Long Island does not anymore. It's was pretty purple for a while. Now it seems to be pretty red.
Very red.
God.
And so the Baldwins are sort of, you know, I don't want to say they run the Democratic Party on Long Island, but were it not for the Baldwins and some other prominent families on Long Island, there might not be a Democratic
Party. But I don't think they're really on Long Island anymore. I mean, other than him, he's got a place in the Hamptons.
Oh, he's selling it. $19 million on the market. Wow.
We've discussed it on the show.
Where
we've
discussed
it because he needs the money. Remember?
Money.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. They need it. They what? It. Right.
Like,
they're fucked.
He posted the video on Instagram of like showing the house. I was like, this is so crazy. It's
Are
him.
You kidding
I didn't
me?
Know that.
Well, I'll send you the
that's
link.
That's fantastic.
It's him.
Wait, it's worse than we thought, guys. That's really bad. No, that's guys. That's really bad. If he's showing the house himself, like
himself.
That's. I wouldn't do that, and I'm no one.
He's like walking on the beach. It's like by his house. God.
I've seen him a lot on Instagram, when especially.
That's what I'm talking about. It's on Instagram.
No, but I've especially during COVID. I mean, he was constantly doing speaking and off the cuff, and he'd be ranting about just topics.
Yeah, and trying to tell people not to bully his wife, who's white. That's awesome.
Right.
That.
And then recently he went online and I said, she's about to hit a million. Please follow her on Instagram.
Oh.
Like, she's so thirsty.
God. They're about to hit a million kids is what they're about to hit. So we've been dancing around it. He, for some reason, thinks that any one of us wants to watch him be in a cowboy Western film. He then is one of the producers, right? Like, who is even making this movie?
Yeah, he's one of
Russ?
The producers of this film. For sure, he's one of the film. The,
is this his J-Lo, This Is Me Now?
Definitely
like,
not.
Is he?
I'll tell you why, Chris. It was one genre, not 25.
Yeah. That's true.
This is just him trying to get a return on an investment. I mean, that's it. Like, I mean, it's crass and horrible, but they're just going forward with it. From what I understand, this is not a magnum opus by any stretch of the imagination.
It was just a movie that he
like,
was
it's just like why
this.
Are we... Yeah, they're like, let's just make a couple of million dollars back considering we're not done being sued by the family of the woman who died on set. So they're just trying to make They're trying to make bail money, basically.
Yeah, well, you're jumping ahead. I'm trying to.
Yeah, no, we're trying to understand why he was the producer. Is that what you're saying? Like, why? Yeah. Why was he producing this cowboy movie?
So he's in this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why does he want to be in this cowboy movie? Right. Is it his, like, J-Lo? Is it him being like, this is like my true self? Like, I wrote this myself. I feel like he's way more involved in it than it was. And then, as we all know, it's a Western movie. So there's guns. There is a woman that is like the DP of the movie. He pulls a trigger on a gun. There is a real bullet in it. It hits her. It kills her.
So much. Why was there a real bullet on set?
That's what I said.
Well, the armor.
Apparently the actors were like shooting cans off of the
behind the scenes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
That's the reason that there were real bullets. There should never even be real bullets anywhere. This woman dies. It is obviously terrible. They shut down the production. It's a humongous media firestorm of a story. He's then thinks that he's going to jail. There's this every other day for like months. There was like, okay, now they're putting charges on him. Okay, now the charges are reversed. Right. Okay, now this person's pressing charges on him. Okay, now they're thinking that they can't even legally put charges on him. Then they think it's like this person's doing XYZ to put charges on this person that then put charge. Like every other day, it was a new story about if there were charges or not.
That's because of
months.
But it's all the lawyers salivating over the production company.
Yeah.
Money, money, money.
And he's being sued again now because he sort of got off with something last year. He wasn't going to serve time. And now
he's back on trial. And he's
in July. There's another trial. The new trial starts August. In July.
Okay. But why?
She's on trial right now, the armorer.
The armorer woman is on trial. I saw that the other day. And like,
the picture's coming out on her not looking good either. She's like, her selfies on Instagram are like her with guns. Like, she looks a lot more guilty than he does. And she's like, I don't know. It's her fault. Is it not her fault?
That's her job, is to like make sure that all, like, there's just so many protections that are put in place on purpose to prevent this from happening that like we're not followed, period, done. And I know nothing. This is truly allegedly my own opinion, but it's like, I know enough that like there were so many fail-safe precautions that were not taken that is the reason that this happened. And that's what it is. And I remember back in the day when it first happened that like 2 days before, no one talks about this anymore, but apparently 2 days before, her name was Halyna Hutchins, was killed. Like half of the crew walked off the set.
Because they weren't happy with the safety, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that is
so
a good
point.
So
it's funny that they keep being like, oh, what? And it's like, no, like half the crew left. Like that was much like, remember when that girl named
with
Sarah
the train.
Got hit by the train. And it was like half of the people did not show up that day because it was not safe and they weren't allowed to be there. And the director pushed forward and was like, you have to do this. Like, let's start shooting. And then the girl got hit by the train and she died.
But the armorer apparently in court did say she was trying to do like a safety training and it got shot down. That's her fight right now that she tried and it just, but there was still a loaded gun. And then he claimed in the George Stephanopoulos interview that he didn't pull the trigger. How did he not pull the trigger?
You know, the first rule of fixing Alec Baldwin is Alec Baldwin should not have access to the public. Like he should not say anything. Now, I'm not faulting him going on The View or anything. Like I think that was a good move during the Thoughtless Little Pig scandal. But for this, and I would be very surprised if I'm wrong about this. I bet more than one person said, don't do an ABC News interview. Don't do any interview anywhere for any reason. And that he was like, I got this. No one believes that I willingly put a bullet in a gun. And you know what? No one does believe that. I don't think anyone at their core believes Alec Baldwin even played like, I don't want to go too far with this. It's not his fault. Right. I feel instinctively and logically that if you hand the actor a weapon, they should assume that
it's safe.
Someone, it's gone through checkpoints and you think that there's not a real bullet in there.
Well, and regardless, he wasn't trying to murder someone. Like, do you know what I mean?
That doesn't exist. Right.
Yes, correct.
Right. And because he had this executive producer title, is this apparently more of a blame for him now? Because he
correct.
Was.
I would say yes.
But without question, it is.
Is he the only producer or executive producer?
No. There's a raft of them. And he's not even the lead producer. He's a producer on the movie.
Because he never does a movie where he's not a producer. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, of course, he's an executive producer of the movie because he's Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Yeah.
But there are other producers, and there were. why is he the only one being charged?
I don't, maybe well, the other might, ones
we
are.
Don't know that, the other
he
guys.
Might be the only one that we know about because right. he's a famous celebrity.
And because he pulled the trigger.
Those other no-named losers. That we-
Well, here's the thing. He does this ABC News interview.
Right.
And it's like, it's just one of those celebrity stories that like, it just keeps getting more, it seems so simple, but keeps getting more twisted every time. And then he sits there and says, I didn't actually pull the trigger. The bullet just left the gun. I didn't squeeze, you know, because it was a squeeze trigger, not a pull trigger. And I didn't pull. And the gun just went off and there was a bullet in it. It's like, Alec.
And then Alec. And then her husband comes out. It's like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember they interviewed him?
Yes.
Awful.
Yeah.
So sad.
It's like, you want him to be quiet, not to avoid blame, but like, let the process happen. A bullet came from a gun you were holding and it actually killed someone. Just keep your mouth shut. I mean, even people like, who haven't watched Law and Order know to do that. For God's sake, just
yeah, no, for real. It's like, and what is this? The magic fucking bullet theory? Like, oh, then the gun shot off, and you know what I mean? Like, it's stop. Like, this is why you don't say anything, because you'd never, even if he's completely correct, you look worse after you do this.
Right. Like, he tried to do a lot of damage control on his own very quickly. And like within 3 days was like, I've been in touch with Helena's husband. We have cried together. We want to know how this happened, blah, blah, blah. And even then I was like, you know what? We've already seen paparazzi pictures of you hysterically crying in the parking lot of the sheriff's office. So we already know that you're in trouble and you should just not say, just let the investigation happen. I think his
and like out of respect, like no, but and also out of respect for the person that died.
Right, and
like,
the family.
I think his yammering fucked him up. I think if he had just kept his mouth shut, that the woman who's on trial now, the armorer, it just would have been swift justice.
You and never it would have ever just would come have kept out. His mouth shut, even if time passed.
Yeah,
never
and again, I don't think he's avoiding blame. I don't want him to avoid committing a crime, but like Chris said, he didn't murder Helena Hutchins. You know, like he wasn't, I don't, whether or not he was so personally like negligent.
What could he be convicted for then?
Involuntary
murder. Right,
right.
Yeah.
But he wasn't pointing the gun. I mean,
he
I don't
was.
Know.
That was the shot. Like that was the camera.
So
like,
the,
shooting
so,
at
so
the
in the scene, oh, he's shooting at the camera.
Yeah,
not
she's
at,
behind
not,
the camera.
I'm thinking he's shooting right. like at another.
Because someone
actor.
Else got shot with right. the same. I mean, unless I'm making
a,
this
a
up,
guy,
the bullet.
A guy got shot as well. Who led?
Yeah. With the same bullet.
Yes.
Oh.
Like it was like a.
Like
a
the believe the bullet went through
yes.
her and then yeah. ended up in him and lodged in him.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it was guys. It was bad. Like it wasn't really like awful. It was bad. And then here's the other part that sucks for him is that every day Hilaria is in the fucking press. Like it's like every day there's these new.
Oh, my husband's so sad.
New thing is coming out. New thing is coming out. Then whenever the charges were initially dropped in the first part, they posted that photo. Where like he was sitting in that chair and she was like in his lap. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I just remember seeing photos of him like walking on the street.
Yes. And she's like putting her head and Dominic and I said we were going to recreate it where I was sitting in his lap. Like I was Hilaria and he was Alec Baldwin. It was this like celebratory picture that like they were free and like they were never going to get charged with like any crime, you know? And now it's like, okay, it's like 2 years, it's like a year later and like, you're right back where you fucking started.
I feel bad.
Silly Baldwin.
I feel bad for them. Maybe that's why he's selling his house in
that
the
is. He needs to pay for
well,
some
he
lawyers.
Is. They, yeah. What money? Yeah.
He needs the money.
He's probably
got seven
bleeding
kids
money in lawyers. They have 17 children.
Right.
That all need like designer everything.
And a grandchild now.
Oh,
every time we have mentioned his children, we have increased the amount
of
children.
Because it's a real clock. She's pumping them out left and right.
Do you think that they will have more children by the time we're done?
No, they can't. No, if they can, every human alive will turn on them if they have another kid.
That's like, enough is enough for me.
For
enough
real.
Is enough for real.
For real.
I don't know. She
Speaking
might
of labia,
Jewish grandma
like,
now is ready for it to
she
end.
She needs to get a hysterectomy.
That's part of the fixing right there.
Swing
get
from
that
those
shit
things
snipped.
At this point.
He needs it snipped.
That's part of the fixing. Somebody add that
oh,
to your
God.
Pitch.
Snipping famous people. That would be a good one though. We'll incorporate that. Perhaps one of us will incorporate
it. I mean, it needs to be. Maybe he's got other children out there too that we don't know about.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right? Like if he said mistresses and stuff.
Oh, that would have come out already. Are you kidding? People love
stalking. Well, we saw one. What's her name? The stalker.
There's some hush money. There's some hush money somewhere.
We made love.
The pics. Please, everyone, just Google Genevieve Alec Baldwin, and it's the ABC News article that comes up. Like, the picture is,
we'll put timeless. It on the page. We'll put it on the page.
We'll put it on the page. It's beautiful. So now it's basically like Law and Order SVU playing out in real time, basically. Like, that's where we're at. And regardless of, like, if we think, like, innocence, guilty, blah, 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 this and that, like, this is a stain on his career that will never go away.
Well, how,
like, this isn't your little piggy, whatever the fuck he said to his daughter.
Right. How old is he now?
We still all know, but we, like, forget.
He's 65.
Younger than our future president.
He's 65. He was born in 1958.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least you got 8 years on him.
Right.
So.
You do.
Is he fixable, guys? I can't wait to hear pitches.
He is, but it's not what it's. Mine's not what you think it's going to be.
I can't wait. Oh,
there she goes.
Should we go?
Felicia, are you ready to judge this? I need to know if Felicia, are you ready?
I feel like Felicia arrives ready to judge. I don't mean to be shady
That's
about
very
it.
True. She's always judging.
I'm always judging.
Can't wait.
I need to inhale because I'm choosing between two things in my head. Mm. And maybe Chris will influence me, but I don't know.
Alec Baldwin.
Here we go.
You have tried so hard to outsmart the American public and make this look better for yourself. You are not going to win. No matter what you do, this one is finally too big for you to win. Your wife lied about her race and we still gave you kind of a pass because we think that you didn't know, which is worse than you knowing. And we still were like, okay, I think this is finally something he can't, like, you know, wriggle his way out of. I think he needs
a break
to go to prison. I think he needs to accept the charges and spend time serving time for whatever they charge him with. And I think that he can come out on the other end and be like, I served my time for this horrible tragedy and I didn't want to, but I had to. And now it is over and I am out. I don't think there's anything that he can do to distract us from this fact.
Wow.
Charges have been dropped and picked up and dropped and picked up. I think he needs to just take it on the fucking chin and just go to, like, he needs to pull an Aunt Becky and, like, a, what is her name? Felicity Huffman.
Laura Loughlin.
Yeah. He needs to go and like do the time for the crime and come out on the other end.
With a book?
Because there's nothing else he can do.
Wow.
Because anything he does in the public eye, have a kid, be with his wife, do a movie or TV show, all the press about whatever it is going to be that he's still on trial for the Rust murder.
Interestingly enough,
what if yours was the same?
Alec Baldwin used to date Lori Loughlin.
No.
Coincidence?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Criminals?
Wow.
They're Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, man.
You have no mercy. Oh,
so mercy. Stupid.
Listen, I have to, that was your pitch, right?
That is my pitch.
Wow.
All right. I'm about to do something unprecedented here.
Oh, brother.
I have nothing compared to that. And I think that that is absolutely.
No.
I'm so enamored with the idea. I'm forfeiting.
Wow.
I'm forfeiting.
Wow.
Because I so believe in that pitch that you just pitched that I'm not, whatever I do is going to be a poor variation on it. And that's the pitch.
Wow. We are witnessing something brand new, Felicia.
You floored me.
Wow.
Wow.
Felicia, what are your thoughts?
So, the only bad news in this is that Felicia's not going to get to judge shit because I know just it's so sad.
I'm kind of upset that you. I should be elated.
Let her still judge it.
Felicia, maybe you should judge our outfits. Do you need to judge something? I'm in a black T-shirt Uniqlo and a hat from Gorin Brothers.
No.
Chris, I can't see, but I'm sure he's in some denim number.
It's North Face.
Oh, okay.
Fleece outfit.
Felicia, what do you think of this idea that he goes to jail?
What do you
think? He's not going to jail.
But what do you think of his, this is an idea to fix it?
Could he go?
No, it's not happening. What he needs to do, I think.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Go for it. Because I have, go ahead.
I think he needs to shut his mouth sell the goddamn house, take his family and go to Idaho and shut it down.
I don't disagree, but I don't think it's enough.
That doesn't fix him.
Just hides him.
Well,
it just hides
him. I like
him.
Hiding.
Okay.
What do you think? Felicia's looking at me like, I know what you're saying.
First of all, can I ask?
No, she hates the idea. We've rendered her choiceless this week, but
she's furious. What she should be.
Don't these film crews have a lot of insurance? I mean, don't they build into their cost, like, you know, for the crew, the whole insurance thing? So
you would think
it's, well, I'm assuming that the family who, you know, will get paid or got paid or will get paid for the rest of their lives from just the insurance alone.
Oh, I don't think so.
Really? I don't think so either. I don't know.
No.
What was like an crappy movie?
No.
Because it was like an indie.
It was like an indie, right?
It wasn't like a big budget, I mean, there's something that they got, but
right. We need to see, the point is not what they get. The point is that we need to watch him hand over humongous amounts of money to them and see that it affects him. Like, that's what you need for this to work.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, and then we need to see him in an orange jumpsuit in prison, like how we're seeing those pictures like Jen Shah and like Elizabeth Holmes.
Love it.
Like palling it up in jail. Like him and like God knows who else that's in there.
Who's in jail that can be friends with him? Who's white collar crime?
Like him like having a smoke outside with the other inmates. Yeah. Like that's what we need to see. And we're like, oh my God, he's in, like when Martha Stewart went to prison.
Yeah.
Like,
and then we need to see Ilaria in the
going
yard
to conjugal
with a hoe. No, her. She's got to put the children to work. They have to grow their own vegetables. I grow cucumber.
Cucumber.
Alex,
how you
is
say?
In prison. Is yeah, that how you say? He's in cucumber. Jail. Do we say jail? Or we say Yale. Yes, you say Yale. He's in Yale.
I will say Alec in a jumpsuit will be a Halloween costume for the future. I just think that that's the goal. Yeah. I think this is a good idea, guys.
That's a good.
Why haven't we dressed up as Hilaria before? That's also a great costume.
I mean, it's like Spanish yoga teacher. Like, how do you, and just holding a lot of kids. I mean,
basically. You attach a lot of babies like the
Octomom.
Like the Octomom.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So in an unprecedented
movie. Yeah, this is a first.
It is. Wow.
So honored to be part of this episode because this is.
You've witnessed history.
Clistery.
And you've given us a new term. Now you've really done it. That's better than judging.
That's better than judging. Everyone gets to do that. Oh my God, we got to add clistery to the group. Yeah.
Yes.
Clistery has been made.
Immediately, we will be doing this.
Clistery has been made. Dominic, I can't believe I just stunned you into silence like that.
I think you stunned all of
us. Yeah, I was like, really? I had.
Well, what were your two?
Yeah, that's fun. Let's ask.
One was just going to be a joke where I always like to solve problems with an intimate lounge show that's called An Evening With.
So stupid.
He was going to be a tour an evening with Alec Baldwin. He would beat someone up in the audience every night. But I was truly going to lean into his Catholic upbringing and say that he should take a vow of silence and go to an actual monastery and like legitimately disappear for a full year and let his wife and lawyers handle everything just to be quiet.
That's what I'm saying. But I said Idaho or Idaho.
Idaho, you said.
Whatever.
He couldn't do it. Anyway, he couldn't do it. He has to be, the government has to silence him.
He needs to do the time and come out and be like, I did it. And then we'll be like, you did it.
What we're doing here is like how to genuinely uncancel somebody, like what's going to put them back in good graces. That does it. You know, put them in there. 11 months is actually a good amount of time.
And then he gets off of good behavior, which makes it 3 months.
So it's really 9.
Sure.
No, 3 months.
Cleans up some
3 months.
Cleans up some garbage.
No,
on the
it needs
LIA.
To be enough.
Right.
Honestly,
it needs to be enough. It needs
on the LIA.
Would you die
on the southern state?
The whole city would grind to a halt if he was on the Long Island Expressway picking up trash. We would be. It would be a national emergency. We would all be. Every single person alive would in New York would be there.
Absolutely.
Hello, future. Ladies, this has been
you guys.
An unmitigated pleasure, truly. Excuse me, I meant unclitigated pleasure. We are so happy that you are in the podcast world, and we are wishing you the greatest amount of success.
Thank you very much.
Your broadcast.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Ladies, where can people find your podcast?
So it's on Spotify, Apple. For those people Felicia's age and up, who are like 70 and above, who don't know how to use their phones, it's also on YouTube. So anywhere you can find podcasts, and on Instagram at Marnie Jagger. And I post every time we go live. So you will easily find it. We drop every weekend. And it's a pure, like, what are we watching? We discuss all
but
the things.
But in the most fun way. It's not just your average, like, oh, hey, guys, here's
no,
something
right.
to watch.
Half the stuff I don't understand.
It's the opposite of
half
that.
Half the stuff I don't understand. So
well,
I
mean, that's the show. No, we get what the show is. No, we,
that
we
alone doesn't make you listen to it.
Yeah. What? Nothing will. Nothing will.
Felicia also has a love for Korean content, so we give her a Korean minute sometimes once a week.
Oh, that's great.
She,
oh, that's fine.
Wow. She loves Korean content. She's watched all of Korean shows on Netflix and has an app called Viki of just it's just Korean shows.
Well, it's Asian, but I filter it down to Korean.
Like, I'll say to her, did you watch, you know, the J-Lo movie? Did you watch all these things? And she'll be like,
she's like, is that on the
right.
Korean
she's
app?
Just
no.
So obsessed.
Yeah, she's like, I haven't seen it.
She's
yeah.
so obsessed.
That is
that's,
wild.
I mean, hey, that's cool though.
And just I can watch it until 2 or 3 in the morning. Because
she's obsessed.
Wow.
And they're so fabulous. I'm sorry. I'm actually yeah. talking about
no, people
really?
Love, people love. Because you're going to stay up reading until that hour. That's
right.
why I couldn't do
read
it.
Subtitles. You got to
oh,
read
yeah.
it.
Well, the words.
Yeah.
And that's she, okay. all the men are gorgeous.
The men are
they're
gorgeous.
All gay.
Okay.
She loves the fashion.
Yeah.
She is obsessed with the men.
I want to go to.
No, there's tons of Korean stuff on Netflix
yes,
that like
tons.
We can watch
yes.
it. They've dubbed everything. Yeah.
It's Netflix, it's Prime, it's Hulu, it's Disney. And now I have Viki, which is an app, which I pay for.
Dear
I don't
God.
Pay for.
So if you're a Korean man that's single and above the age
yeah,
of 70,
dong. Yeah,
he can wipe his
yeah.
own ass. Let's call Felicia. She doesn't want to
this
wipe any
fantastic.
Ass.
This is fantastic.
All right. This is. Wow.
End scene.
Wow, wee, wee, wow. Dominic, where can people find you?
That sitcom auditioning 65-year-old Korean Floridian men to court your mother. It would be great. Chris, I can be reached at my website, which is dominterry.com or at Dominic Pupa on socials. Christopher, where, oh, where can our listeners find you on the internet?
You can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. You can find the Patreon at patreon.com/fixingfamouspeople. I wish you all well. And as always, where's Shelley? Goodbye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.